You're listening to The Uncoded Show with Justin Burns. Tap in now.
What's up, guys? Welcome to this week of The Uncoded Show. Let's go ahead and jump right into what I want to talk about today. Why your greatest struggles is your ascension. Why your greatest struggles equals your ascension. And so what I want to talk about, I've been really focused on this lately, which is ascension, right? Now, before we actually talk about what it means to have your greatest struggles equals your ascension, is really define this word, right? Which is ascension. And the definition of ascension is the act of rising to an important position or a higher level. I hope y'all felt that, right? The act of rising to an important position or higher level. And I think, you know, in my, you know, exploration of, you know, getting down to who I am and why am I doing what I'm doing and really trying to figure this thing called life out, right? Because I think that's what we're all trying to do, right? We're all spiritual beings having a human experience and not the other way around. And many people just look through the lens of, you know, this human experience. And listen, I know this is not what I typically talk about, right? But, you know, I usually talk about marketing and sales and growth, but I think it's so important to touch on this because the greater that you become as a leader, the greater that you ascend to different dimensions and different higher levels of yourself, the greater that you become as an entrepreneur in general. And I kind of started this journey about a decade ago when I started to, you know, I was reading the personal development books, I was going to the conferences, and, you know, my objective was to become a better person. But what I realized is that, you know, after doing this for a decade, what I really wanted to do was that I realized that there was a higher level, a higher version of myself that I wanted to ascend to. And so part of this is shifting your perspective of trying to read all these books and trying to do the best that you can. And we all go through hard times, and no matter how great you are, no matter how, you know, you try to be better at what it is that you're doing, you're always going to hit roadblocks. And I think it's really, really important that as a leader, you shift your perspective. And so just to kind of give you an example of this, about a decade ago, I struggled very, very heavily with social anxiety. You know, I grew up, if I'm being authentic, like I grew up, you know, being bullied and having all these different things, which really, really showed me, and I had to shift my perspective, which showed me that I had something special, right? I had something special that I wanted to get out to the world. And so a lot of us don't realize that some of our struggles are because of our light and not of our darkness, right? So we shift into kind of really having these thought patterns of darkness and looking at what we're not good and looking at what, you know, what we need to get good at. And you know, we focus on our flaws instead of really realizing that our weaknesses are the gateway to something even bigger, to something even better, to making us evolve and grow and learn. And that's why we do all of these things, right? The same with, as you heard me talk about in other episodes of The Uncoded Show, is that you're not just trying to chase a bunch of legal tenders, a bunch of dollar bills and cash. What you're really, you know, fighting for, especially as an entrepreneur, is you love freedom. Right? You value freedom. And when you get to the root cause of why we do these things and why we're trying to do these things, it shifts the definition and it changes the perspective so that you grow into the leader and you get down to the root cause of growth, right? So going back to the example of social anxiety, you know, I grew up my whole life thinking I was this really quiet guy who, you know, just didn't speak a lot. And so I focused on that. When I started to peel back the layers of my life and I started to peel back the layers of where I wanted to get to, I started to uncover my gifts. Because up until about 21, you know, people, like I always tell people this story, I always say, you know, people would go and say, what do you want to be? And people say, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer. I really didn't honestly know. And my great uncovering was I couldn't even look people in their face. I couldn't even make eye contact with them because my social anxiety was so bad. And then one day I met a mentor that shifted my perspective. He said, what if, and this is the question I pose to you, what if your greatest gifts were behind your greatest pain? Let me say that again. What if your greatest gifts were hidden behind your greatest pain? And so just like, you know, when you think about resources, say in another country and, you know, not even going into politics or anything like that, but let's just say why other countries sometimes go into invading other countries is on the surface level, it looks like, you know, they create war and they create all these challenges. But really at face value, sometimes they're going in there because they want the resources, right? And so they have to mine the resources. They have to locate the resources. So you, as this ever-growing being, have all these resources hidden inside of you. You have all these things inside of you. And so it's like you're chipping away to find those that kind of inner resource, right? And sometimes in order to do that, you have to view your weaknesses, because a lot of people say, don't focus on your weakness. But let me tell you, you don't focus on your weaknesses. However, you start to mine your weaknesses. You start to chip away at them because behind that, something is great. And what happened for me is I started to get really, really good at selling. And I realized that the social anxiety was there to teach me a lesson. It was there to help me grow. And then what happened is I was able to elevate and become a really, really good speaker. And I started to realize, and people started telling me, you got the gift of gab. But see, I wouldn't have discovered that had I just said, I got social anxiety, that's it. I'm not going to work on it. I'm not going to go deeper. I'm not going to ascend, right? I'm not going to go through ascension. And so my lesson for you in this is that you can start to look at all the areas of your life, but if you truly want to get to the level that you aspire to get to, and you want to ascend, which is rise to that important position or that higher level or that higher version of yourself, you have to start to look at, okay, and start to mine and start to really, really get deep and become one with some of the things that you struggle with. And so the ways that you do this are a few steps that I was able to do this is you have to go a few layers deep than just the surface level stuff. And so a lot of people, they just, you know, they kind of do like meditation, and meditation is awesome. They start to do all these different tasks, right? But they never really make any progress. They go to therapy, which again, these things are great, right? Like I go to therapy, I do all these things to try to find my higher self. But I realized I had to go layers deep, right? And the way that you do this is you shift your perspective. So when you're looking at, you know, hey, I struggle with X, Y, and Z. Well, why do you struggle with this, right? What is the hidden belief that is underneath the surface that you're not seeing, right? So it might be, you know, when you have this reaction to something, it might be because you don't think that you're good enough. So the core belief is that you're not good enough. The core belief is that you're not worthy. When you explore that, when you really face those things and you look at those things, it's sort of like instead of just chipping away at the surface level, you go so deep at the root and you pull up the root until it becomes a part of you. And then it dissipates and starts to evaporate as time goes on. And it completely shifts and changes your life. Okay. And so evaluation is key. You have to always be evaluating things. You have to always be like this scientist of your life, but you're always looking at those things. And then that's how you experience ascension. You know, recently, and I talk about this, is that I am a proponent of plant medicine, right? So last year I did ayahuasca, completely shifted and changed my life. And I'm not going to lie, I was really scared to do it at first, but it gave me this perspective and lens, and it allowed for me to get to the root cause of some of the things that I struggle with. And what happened is I recently went to a higher level mastermind with a bunch of different marketers. They hadn't seen me in years. And just because I was so diligent and evaluating my life over the past decade and getting better at certain areas and getting better at things, they started to say, man, you've changed. Like, I want to try plant medicine. I want to try some of the things that you're doing, right? And that's always a great sign because people will start to see the light in you. But first, you have to face the darkness and you have to face some of your greatest struggles. But when you evaluate these things, life becomes different and life becomes better. And at the very end of everything, at the core level, you become a better entrepreneur, a better leader, and you're able to really, really achieve your goals even faster. So I hope that you like this episode. Make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe for more episodes. Share this out with someone who it could help really shift their perspective and make a change in their life and help them ascend as well as you. Justin Burns, peace out. Talk to you on the next episode.
You just finished listening to The Uncoded Show with Justin Burns. Make sure to like, subscribe, and share this out. We'll see you in the next episode.